So we'll get into a meditation knowing that the sun is transiting. So we're going to light up ourselves and experience the energy of the sun within us, and then also add the sun's energy coming through Vishnu to help us to experience heaven on earth and help us to experience everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. And, business, projects, relationships, and then pray for our father, whether he's here or not, whether he's passed on. So that's the foreground or background to our meditation. So closing your eyes. Putting your attention on the base of your spine. Feel the energy in the base of your spine, the pelvic region. You may be able to pinpoint that energy with your awareness. You may just feel it generalized. You may see light, you may see nothing. You may experience some anxiety coming up. Some fear, some anger, some frustration, some memory that you understand is way down there and blocking your progress on an energetic level. By you paying attention, your note to self is, oh, that again. Or, whoa, I didn't know that was there. Or, good. I see it, and now let's dissolve it. So visualize a reddish-orangish light. Imagine it moving through the legs, down into the feet and toes. On the way down, it's going to reveal to you pain, at the physical level, or maybe emotional pain or spiritual pain. Maybe you will experience something that is making you to feel stuck. So obstacle pain. So as that reddish orangish light is saying, whoa, hey, pay attention to this. You can maybe move your joints around and help to release some of that energy that's congested. You may feel heat as the energy is moving through and the light is moving through the lower part of your body. Take your time. This is all about you. So explore it and release it during your meditation process. And you can just allow this energy to do what it needs to do. You can direct it if you want a little bit, but don't push the universe. It pushes back. So just allow what needs to happen at this point in time. Allow it to do what it needs to do. If you want to push through, fine. You'll experience something coming back, and that will be your thing that you need to do. Now we'll call on Ganesha, whose energy is really incredible this year, as Dr. Pillai has been sharing more and more about Ganesha, this archetype that is within us and it's eternal, and it has the ability to go and do behind the scenes what we cannot do. Visualize an elephant-headed being with a pot belly and he rides a mouse. He's so compassionate that he wants you to be first in your life. He wants you to be preeminent, meaning that you have something to contribute that no other human soul has to contribute the way you can and will in this life. And he will remove the congested energy so you will know what that is. At this point, you will start to take steps towards expressing yourself fully as best as you can, and with his Ganesha's grace and blessings, it can happen instantaneously. Visualize the orangish reddish light. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now the movement of your awareness is going to be more focused at the base of your spine. And imagine your backbone lighting up like a lightning bolt or a thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine, piercing all the chakras. You can imagine tiny, tiny Ganeshas moving up that tube. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Thousands of tiny Ganeshas are moving up the spine, piercing the chakras on the way up, moving all the congested energies from your spiritual path within. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now all these tiny Ganeshas are going to be continuously clearing out that thin tube of light arising from the base of the spine, or the lightning bolt that just keeps radiating this intense light energy that purifies the body, mind, and soul. Will open or enliven the chakras so that they're spinning in the proper direction and in alignment with the energy on your internal path. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Feel the throat. Clear it. Yawn. Do something physically to release the throat. Ma. Move into the third eye. the middle of your brain, the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel presence there. Allow your attention to come back down to the base of the spine. Move up to the navel. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. The throat and the mouth. Wa. Now the two eyes that are connected to the right and left brain. Ya. Now, feel the energy. Imagine Dr. Pillai appearing before you. What is your experience? Are you happy? Are you fearful? Are you excited? Are you apprehensive? Are you blocking? Are you receptive? He's beaming a light into your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. Your third eye is your doorway to your higher self, to all divine beings, to universes beyond your comprehension. To bring you guidance that will help you to be your best version of yourself. Receive the light from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye as a beam of golden light, brilliant golden white light, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows. Allow the process to happen. Feel pressure. Feel some piercing action, some heat, some light. Keep receiving it as it lights up the spot. Feel it penetrate deeper into the midbrain and then connect to the lightning rod as your spine. Om Aim Reem Savalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the forehead, feel the spot between your two eyebrows being pierced or penetrated with this beam of light that is transforming you at the level of your soul, dissolving your karma, releasing you from negative emotions, thoughts, actions that you have taken in the past or are about to take that could block your progress. Feel it purifying, burning away. The brain starts to come alive. I'm breathing. Sarvalokayam Adityayam Shiva Sadguru Pabaya Swaha. You might feel some tingling in the spot between the two eyebrows or some tapping, pulsing energy. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokayam Adityayam Shiva Sadguru Bhavaya Swaha. Receive the empowerment, the opening of the third eye. The brain is firing up. The susumna, or the lightning rod as your spine, is coming alive, purifying. Ganesha has cleared the path for you to connect with your internal sun. Visualize the sun in your right eye. Feel it, experience it. Imagine what it is to have the sun come alive in your right eye. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayand. Feel the sun. The whole sun is taking up your whole eyeball, the right eye. Imagine the rays, the radiation, the heat of the sun in your right eye, dispelling the darkness, negative energies, thoughts, releasing tension, stress with this illumination. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Now the sun's light rays cross over into the left brain. Scan your left brain from the front to the back, include the sides, the outside and inside, the middle of the left brain. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayand. The right eye and the left brain are lit up, tingling, fired up, radiating heat of the sun. The light and intelligence of the sun are in your right eye and left brain. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayand. Now the sun beams a light from the left brain into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel the explosion of light in the heart center. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Deo Yona Prachodaya. The heart center is expanding with the beams of light coming from the sun's energy in your heart center, radiating into your solar plexus, which is just below the heart center. Feel yourself come alive. Feel the empowerment. Feel the courage to take risks, to explore something about yourself that you don't even know is there. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. The sun is in your right eye, your left brain, the heart center, the solar plexus, just below the heart center. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. The spine is lit up, the chakras are lit up. There's a beam of light entering your third eye from Dr. Pillai's third eye. Your right eye is lit up with the sun. Your left brain is lit up with the sun. Your heart center, your solar plexus. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. The sun is your soul. Feed your soul with the sun's light and energy. Absorb it. Purify your body, mind, and soul. Go to new levels. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Now move into the heart center with your attention, although knowing the whole process going on with the light beaming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. The sun is in your right eye, your left brain, the heart center, the solar plexus. Imagine in your heart center a blue being, a beautiful blue being. He's wearing golden robes. Allow your imagination to reveal this beautiful blue being, godlike being in your heart center. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Feel the energy. Allow your heart center to expand. Invite this blue being to get bigger and bigger in your heart center. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Feel the vibration in your heart center, expanding, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Feel the protective energies, dispelling any fear or anxiety or tension, stress. Allow the blue being to absorb it so that you can experience everything that represents happiness on the earth plane, advancements in your life, progress in your work, your career, your business, your relationships, your spiritual path, your connection to your ancestors, to give you all the benefits, the blessings from the ancestral realm. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Allow your imagination to show you what it feels like to be completely protected as you progress in life, in all areas of your life. And not only protected, you feel joy and happiness and passion. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Release thoughts and memories of ancestors who have gone. Allow them to leave your memory so that their soul can soar freely without pain, without suffering, at the level of their soul and also at the level of your soul, as you release them into higher realms, they can bless you and you can experience joy and happiness and material gains, financial windfall, money miracles, excellent health. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Release diseases. Release suffering of any kind, financial suffering, social suffering, family suffering. Release it all. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Now allow your attention to come up into your throat. Imagine another blue being in your throat, who has the ability to absorb any negativity that is deep and hidden within you, at the level of the throat, through karmic thoughts, words, actions that have happened in the past, that are happening now and may happen in the future. Release it to this blue being and add a beam of blue light entering your throat from somewhere outside of you, in front of you. This laser beam of blue light enters the throat. It pierces it. It burns the negativity stored in the throat and also in the shoulders and neck. Tiranilakantam. 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 Receive the beam of light in the throat, pouring into the shoulders, down the back, releasing any tension in those areas, the neck, the shoulders, the back, the chest, the heart, the lungs. Release grief. Release upset. Release anything that's no longer serving you. With the blue light. Tiranilakantam. 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 Tiranilakantam, Tiranilakantam, Tiranilakantam. Allow the blue light to move up through the head, the brain, filling the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the mouth, the tongue, the throat. The whole head, the whole brain is lighting up with this blue light. Imagine it as being a liquid blue light or a sparkling blue light or a burning blue light or a presence of blue light. Tiranilakantam. 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 Allow the sounds to spin with this blue light in the brain, in the head, in the neck, in the shoulders, in the chest, in the back, pouring down the arms, spinning into the hands and down the trunk, spinning through the organs, down the legs and into the feet. Tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam. Feel the heat. Tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam, tirani lakantam. The blue light is radiating throughout your body from head to toe. Feel it. Just be with this blue light. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Keep your eyes closed. Just let go. Relax. Experience the peace of your mind. The peace at the level of the body, the soul. Peace in your surroundings. Imagine peace in the world. Peace, peace, peace. End the meditation, relax, come back to yourself slowly. You can open your eyes. You don't have to rush. You can take your time.